Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Next month's presidential debate could be in jeopardy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There are fresh doubts about the September 10 debate after Donald Trump criticized ABC News in a social media post asking, "Why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network?" The Trump campaign said in a statement that both sides continue to disagree on the debate's ground rules. According to Politico, the two campaigns have hit an impasse over whether the candidates' microphones will be muted when it's not their turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against former President Trump after it was dismissed by a judge last month. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon threw out the case, one of four prosecutions of Trump, after concluding that Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team then appealed to the Atlanta-based 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Russia has unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage throughout Ukraine and appeared to target energy infrastructure, killing at least three people.
The strikes began around midnight and appeared to target energy infrastructure. Dozens of Russian drones were seen moving toward eastern, northern, southern, and central regions of Ukraine, followed by multiple cruise and ballistic missiles. Explosions were also heard in the capital of Kyiv, where power and water supplies were disrupted. Meanwhile, Ukraine has been making gains in the border region of Kursk. Ukraine's push into Russia marks the first capture of Russian territory since World War II, but comes as Kyiv continues to lose ground in eastern Ukraine. I'm Nayan Kim.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 65 points, the Nasdaq dropping 152, the S&P 500 lower by 17. This is SRN News. A new study tracks migration and religion.
The Pew Research Center reports that Jews are the most migratory of all people of faith. 20% of Jewish people live in countries other than the one they were born in, compared with 6% of Christians, 4% of Muslims, and 4% of Buddhists. And where are Jews going? The Pew study indicates that Jewish people are leaving Europe in large numbers and settling in the Middle East, primarily in Israel. They're also coming to North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Norway's government wants to relax restrictions on abortion for the first time in nearly half a century to make it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week of gestation. Norway's laws currently allow legal abortions up to 12 weeks, but many pregnant women ask for an abortion after the 12th week and are granted it in hospitals and clinics. The proposal needs a majority in the Norwegian parliament. This is SRN News. Kroger and Albertsons are defending their plan to merge in a hearing beginning today in federal court in Oregon.
In October 2022, the chains proposed what would be the largest supermarket merger in U.S. history. They say joining together would help them compete with big rivals like Walmart and Costco. But the Federal Trade Commission sued to try to block the merger, saying it would eliminate competition and raise grocery prices.
Correspondent Jeremy House, U.S. District Judge Adrienne Nelson, will decide whether to grant the FTC's request for a preliminary injunction, which would block the merger while the case goes through in-house proceedings at the FTC. An apparent cyber attack disrupted internet, phones, email, and other systems at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport for a third day on Monday. Port of Seattle officials are working to investigate the outages. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.